would you think of the Saleh-Rogers interaction there on the sideline?
I don't know what to think, quite frankly, here. My initial thought was, well, I mean, I have an ultimate theory, which I'll tell you, but I do think that they may have gotten on the same page before they actually went to the microphones last night and actually, I don't want to say diffuse it, because I don't think there's a beef between the two of them. I just don't think Rogers really I don't think he really respects him.
Yeah.
Did you see the stare at the end?
I did, but I believe what they were saying. As a matter of fact, as I heard each of them, and obviously you're intrigued in the postgame to hear what the hell they're going to say. And the way Saleh said it, and Saleh's been like this with other stuff. It's like, no big deal, whatever. And you're like, I don't know about that. He explained it saying, we joked around about saying, you know, I want a 2-touchdown lead. And he came over and let me know, well, we got it. I accepted that. And then I heard Rodgers say it. And it was in line exactly with what Saleh said. I don't think they were, you know, collaborating about it. I don't think this was a rat and the raccoon thing with the Mets. Yeah. And I did think that, you know, about the Mets thing with the rat and the raccoon, how they were lying. I really think this was a lot of nothing.
Well, I mean, listen, it might be, but I still think that when you watch the body language from Rodgers when there's a mismanagement of the clock, which we'll get to later, because there's so many good things from last night. I don't want to be negative when you don't have to be, but you've got to be real all the time. And I still think that there's big issues there. Third quarter, early, end of the first half, whatever. We'll get to that later. Enjoy the good stuff first. But I don't think that Rodgers really thinks that he knows what he's doing. And honestly, I don't think I've ever seen that kind of reaction. I'm not trying to stir the pot, make this a massive, massive deal. But here's my ultimate theory, all right? Rodgers is walking off the field having done that a million times in his life, and Robert Saleh is acting like they won the Super Bowl. He's like, dude, relax. We scored a touchdown. We're up 14-0 against one of the worst teams in football. Take it easy. Like, I think he was a little turned off by how excited his coach was in that situation.
I could see that being a good theory. I really don't believe that's the case. And here's Rodgers after the game, BT. Here were his quotes on it. Dove says he has it there.
Yep.
Just so everybody can listen to what Rodgers said afterward explaining that interaction.
No, it was not really awkward at all.
When he went to hug you, what happened?
I didn't know. He's not a big hugger, usually, so I didn't know he was going for the hug. He likes to do the two-hand chest push as well. So, but he talks a lot about 2-score leads.
Yeah.
So I just kind of gave him a push and said, 2-score lead.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Okay. Yeah, like, there you go, you know.
I did my job. Do your job.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, first of all,
competitive way.
How do we know that Robert Saleh is not a hugger? He never has a lead to celebrate. I mean, he's not a hugger. That's an interesting conclusion based on what?
He says he likes doing that two-hand. He does the chest pose. Like,
no, he's aggressive with that stuff. Yeah. I remember when the Jets beat the Bills last year, week one, he sprinted into the scrum. Last night after the first touchdown, he was fired up, which I love. Listen, Robert Saleh is still a problem for the Jets.
Right.
But I'm not fully buying the corroboration here by these two gentlemen. I just think Rodgers was like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a long way to go here, pal. I've done this a million times.
I could see that being a good thing. Like I said, I'm just taking them for their word, and I think a lot was made of it. It would have been great, great drama. I'm thinking when you
I'm not looking for drama.
No, I know, but when you... Well, I mean, it'd be good for the show. When you first sent me that, I'm like, ooh. I was showing my buddy Brian at the game. I go, this, no matter what happens here, this is going to be probably the talk all day tomorrow. And then they diffused it rather, to me, like, simply. It was an honest...
It very well may have been, but I don't think everybody's buying it like you are.
What are they looking for?
Well, they're not looking. It's not like you're looking. We're not looking. We're just reacting.
Right, but even if it is what you said, which I think makes sense, I also don't think that that's divisive. Like, now you want to say that, well, would he do that to Parcells? No, nobody would.
Never saw him do it to the floor.
But guys have done it to Andy Reid before. And also, like, forget even that, because that's a different thing. Saleh is not that, but we know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not,
not a hugger.
Well, he's also not an alpha male. I mean,
he looks like one.
Whoa. I should say.
I think with certain things he is.
I should say he's not the alpha male on this team. He may be in certain aspects.
Yep.
With Rodgers there, Rodgers is
everybody
the top
else
dog.
Number two.
Yeah, all right. BT and Sal on the fan. Anthony's in. Ron Konkamo, what's up, Ant?
Hey, fellas, what's going on, man?
How are
Thank
you, man?
God, I'm great. I am great. Thank you, God. We finally beat them at home. Finally, we did what we had to do. This team forever has let us down in games like this. We finally beat the Pats at home. And I gotta and I gotta ask you guys, I would say something to you guys. This kid Braylon Allen and Breece Hall, you know who they're reminding me of? Curtis Martin and Lamont Jordan. What do you guys think about that?
I used to love Lamont. Me and Herm had a big issue back in the day, which was since resolved. Thank you for the call. Me and Herm Edwards, massive issue over Lamont Jordan. I got to tell you this story someday. Not okay. Now. Yeah. Oof.
Oof. You liked him or you didn't?
I basically said play him.
Oh,
and
okay.
He, you know, from there you can imagine how it unraveled. Yeah. I'll tell you the story some other time. On the air, I'll tell you. It was actually crazy.
Yeah.
And although since then I love Herm and I respect him. Great man. So the Lamont Jordan thing's interesting. Lamont, I was pining for more playing time. Curtis got off to a really slow start. And then I think the next year he won the rushing title, so he wasn't done. But I thought they should have used him more. Then he went to the Raiders, got some money. Lamont didn't really do much there. I see a little bit of a different running back. I think Braylon Allen's going to be a better receiver. I'd be lying if I said, hey, well, what was Lamont Jordan as a chip blocker on the blitz? I don't remember. It's so long ago. Looks like Braylon Allen knows what he's doing. And he just seems to be very mature beyond his years.
Do you remember T.J. Duckett?
Yeah.
Okay. So
from Michigan State.
Yes.
Yeah, of
course. So that's who he reminds me of. The Falcons, they had... Now, Duckett was...
I think he's faster.
Duckett was bigger.
Bigger.
But it just reminds me of when the Falcons had Warwick Dunn and T.J. Duckett.
Interesting.
The DVD backfield, Dunn, Vic,
What about the Giants with Tiki and Brandon Jacobs?
Fair enough. I mean, Cole brought
Thunder
that up.
Lightning.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if his style... maybe even Brandon Jacobs is more like T.J. Duckett than Braylon Allen is right now.
But, yeah, I have a T-shirt. What are your thoughts on this? Tiki gave me a T-shirt, the Thunder and Lightning. What if... Would he be mad if I cross out and I put like the superimpose of Braylon and
Brace?
Yes,
Brace? Yeah, just get a new T-shirt made. Don't ruin that other one. I mean, come on, no, what's wrong with you? Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, fellas. It's like I hit the lottery last night. The Jets, the Mets, I don't remember a night having two wins like that, but it's a Jet moment here. Aaron Rodgers was like from game one to last night down the fountain of youth. His pre-snap reads, his rollouts. I mean, from week one, that rollout he did in week one to last night, hitting BBs out there. His pre-snaps, his football IQ is off the charts. We scoring touchdowns, first downs. It was a different team out there. We're not used to that. We're used to a 12-9 football game with the Jets. This is a different team. Defense made the adjustments. I mean, I'm ready to smoke a bowl of Hiawatha and pick it up in the mid-season of the best eight.
That's week three, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, Charlie. Take it easy. Long way to go. What I will say is you see it immediately. We talked about this week one, like, and after week two as well. His decision-making, like, the mobility added to his game now in week three is very nice to see coming off of what we saw last year and certainly encouraging.
Oh, my God.
But the one thing, even if he's not mobile, his mind is still as sharp as ever. His arm is still 30 or whatever age you want to put on. Like, he could throw it with anybody and he could read a defense and make a decision with anybody. Those are the things that are beautiful to watch with Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, don't even just compare it to the Jets quarterbacks of past. Compare it to Daniel Jones now. Like, when we watch both the Jets and Giants, you see a quarterback that, like, obviously one doesn't read the field as well. And, and you can even compare Rodgers, forget Daniel Jones, but that's in town, but to anybody. He's just reads the field, boom, firing footballs all over the place, making those decisions.
Yeah, but you said even if he didn't have the mobility, which he seems to be gaining back rapidly, he'd still be, you know, whatever. And then you said what you said, and I don't necessarily disagree. But the additional or the newfound, you know, the resuscitated mobility, if you will, he still has that Jedi gene and the off platform stuff. And if he can extend the play, the Jets are going to hit a lot of home runs this year.
Right.
That's what's going to start happening.
It certainly could take them to another level.
It's going to start happening.